views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create the life that you desire. Now, you can connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. That address again is AskSueLondon.com. And when you go to the website, make sure that you sign up for my free newsletter, because when you sign up for that free newsletter, I'm going to send you all kinds of great things, as well as 10 weeks of inspiring videos filled with tools and techniques that are going to help you to create the life that you desire. So check that out at AskSueLondon.com. Now, if you're looking for inspirational reading, check out my book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. This is my story of overcoming and healing Crohn's disease, abuse, illness, life and death, pregnancy, being given just 30 minutes to live, and having a near-death experience, and going through divorce to soaring above it all and creating the life that I absolutely love. You can purchase that book through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com, and the book is available in ebook and hard copy version, so check it out at AskSueLondon.com. Now, Christopher, you and I have to talk about today. You got big things happening for you, and we got big things happening in the London house, so tell everybody what's new with you, my friend.
Well, there are so many things that are new, but on this very day that we're doing this show, I have been reelected to serve another year as president of the Westerly Pawcatuck Downtown Business Association, which means, Sue, that I am a servant. I'm not running the organization. I am a servant of the business community of the area.
Do I have to call you sir now?
No, president? You just call me Christopher, and that's fine.
And as Ross would say, don't call you late for dinner, right?
That's right.
And just don't call you late for dinner.
And don't believe me, if you're having dinner, I'm going to be right over as quickly as I can.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, congratulations on that. So what's your role going to be entitling? What are you going to be doing?
Well, as president, I've got to run the meetings, obviously. And also, the purpose of the Downtown Business Association is to promote and foster growth in the downtown area, and it basically helps the businesses out, helps them thrive and be successful. So we have monthly meetings, and we talk about different events that we're going to have downtown. Remember, you were at the Holiday Stroll. That's one of the events.
I hope to get down again some point this year.
That's right. So that's one of many things that the Downtown Business Association gets involved with. We kind of spruce up the place in the summertime. We have some festivals and we have events and things like that. So,
and if no one, if you're listening, you haven't been down to Westerly on the main area, anywhere in Westerly, it is such a beautiful little area. I recommend you all check it out. It's really nice, and the beaches are nice. The people are nice. The food is good. Is my favorite restaurant there next door still?
Van Ghent is still right below the station.
Very nice people. I love them. Tell them they can send me a doggy bag up here anytime.
I'll tell them to send you a crepe.
There you go. Now, okay, so you have this happening. So you know what today is?
What is today?
Well, today is my husband's 56th birthday.
Happy birthday, Ross.
Yeah, Ross turns 56. So, you know, birthdays are always big to me. And when it's someone in my family's birthday, it's a huge, huge thing. So having a big celebration, lots of surprises for him all through the day. And one of his goals was he wanted us to purchase another investment property. And today we are signing the papers on another investment property. So I tell everybody that's what I gave my husband for his Christmas gift, another investment property. So he's pretty spoiled and pretty lucky, don't you think?
That's okay to spoil him. He's a good guy.
I think so. And you know what? I can honestly say I really think this man gets better every year. You know, they say that, what is it, wine or cheese ages better?
I'm staying away from that because the word age is in that, and I don't want Ross to feel like he's getting old, even though you're saying nice things.
Okay, well, you know what else we did? I have to tell you, I hope you're sitting down, because this is all what we're talking about, you know, is about the show today. It all kind of ties in with the show. So, folks, be patient with us, because we're going somewhere with this. We went out on Saturday. As you know, we're living in this new area out in the country, and we went out on Saturday to go to a different area and see what we could see that was new. Now, we're out in the country. We've got, like, a Tim Hortons drive-through coffee shop. If anyone knows Tim Hortons, it's pretty known, well-known in Canada. And we went out driving, and out of the nowhere, it was exactly 4 minutes from our front door, we found a gym. It was the same gym that I went to when I was overcoming the challenges in my life and getting back on trail after having Crohn's disease and that. I used to go to the Good Life Gym, Good Life Fitness Club, it was called. And here they have one 4 minutes from our doorstep. So on Saturday, Ross and I went to the gym. We signed up and we start personal training sessions first thing tomorrow morning, twice a week. So are you impressed or what?
I'm very impressed. And you didn't even need any B12 to tell me that.
Well, I had my B12 shot yesterday, so
oh,
I might be rambling, but I'm pretty good. But all of these things you and I are talking about, we really need to have our schedules and our offices really organized, don't you think?
I think that's an understatement for me.
Okay, so now saying that, are you organized with everything?
I'm as organized as I'm going to be, which means I have a long way to go.
Oh, good. I'm glad you said that. Well,
yeah.
Let's bring our guest on because I want her to start working with you. Are you ready for this, Christopher?
I'm always ready, but you know what? It's going to be a big project.
Well, okay. Well, we got about, 10 minutes to work with you about that. So, you know, miracles do happen, my friend. What can I say?
This will be a miracle.
Okay. Well, folks, on our show today, we have got the amazing, the wonderful, and our friend Missy Bystrom with us. And she is going to help you get organized for 2013. I love this topic, and Christopher and I love this guest. She is amazing. You can learn a lot more about Missy at her website, theorganizedconnection.com. So without any further delay, let's bring her on and start working with Christopher. So Missy, welcome back to Get Inspired Radio.
Thank you so much, Sue. It is such an honor and a pleasure to be here with you. And Christopher, you too. And I'm so looking forward to our little experience here.
As am I. As am I.
I didn't know how Christopher was going to answer that, Missy, with how looking forward he is to that. But, you know, like you were hearing Christopher and I talking, we are both very busy now. And what I also didn't throw into the mix for me is that I'm on call carrying my cell phone now because in the next couple weeks, I'm going to be in the delivery room delivering our second grandson. So, and I'm really bad that when I get around my grandbabies to keep the focus and the balance. So what advice do you want to give? And I think, Christopher, you're worse with this for organizing. Would you say your time, Chris?
No, I said much worse on my end.
Yeah, but would you say it's organizing your time or your office, your space? What's the worst for you for the organizing?
I would say organizing my space, and then time would be right after that.
So, Missy, go from that, and then what do you want to suggest? Because I know there's a lot of people listening in the same place.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is interesting. And, Christopher, I applaud you for having the insight to know where you need to be organized. Because a lot of times people just say, oh my gosh, I'm so overwhelmed. I don't know. And then we have to ask a lot of questions and I have to watch them and ask in action because they really may not even know. So I applaud you for that. Now, what the beautiful part, the absolutely beautiful part about your situation is that you said you're space first. And what's really super cool about that, and it excites the heck out of me, is that organizing your space is not difficult. It's a little overwhelming for you. And people's, their own space is overwhelming. And so you may have to call in a friend. I may have to come up and visit you. You know, there are some things that we're going to need to do to organize your space. But the good news is that I can guarantee once your space, your immediate surrounding, your environment is organized in a way in which you understand it, the time will follow. So that means your time management skills will naturally fall into place. Now, not 100%, but it will be a lot easier. And your head will be clearer. The energy will be cleared. So the beautiful part is we need to start with your space first, okay?
Okay.
So I want to ask you a couple questions. Do you know where everything is in your office?
No, I don't.
Uh-oh.
Well, you know what? Boy, you are great. I love you. I want you for my client. I'll tell you, a lot of my clients will say, oh, yeah, I know where everything is. I do. Don't touch it. And, you know, I'll walk in and I'll be, there's no way they can know. They might have an idea, you know, that their stapler is on the right-hand side of the room in that vicinity, but they don't know where it is, but they think they know. And they're harder to break. I mean, they really are. They're harder to get through to because they firmly believe they kind of have an idea of things. So good. Good for you for being honest, you know?
And can I ask a question, Missy?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
he doesn't know where his items are. Is that because he has too much stuff in his office or it's just not found the right home in his office?
Well, there's a great question. And that's how we would go about it.
Okay.
What I would do is I would come in and I would say, okay, first of all, tell me your number one goal.
Mm-hmm.
And what would it be, Christopher?
Well, my number one...
In organization.
In organization, a place for everything and everything in its place, simply put it.
Everything should have a home. Beautiful. And that's beautiful because if you said, gosh, I just don't know, I would have said to you, everything needs to have a home. So you're so good. Have you been reading my books?
No, but you know what? Sue has been giving me a lot of anticipation for this show, so I had an idea of what this would be about.
I love it.
I basically kick his butt a lot.
That's true.
But I love you, and I do in a loving way, right, Christopher?
And I love you too, Sue, yes.
This is it. There's a lot of love here. This is what it's about. So, Christopher, this is what I would do. I would come to your office. Or, you know, a friend who's kind of a little control freak. You know, we have that stereotype that we're a little bit, you know, we are a little bit control freaky. And we would come to your office, and the first thing we would do is we would basically start in the left-hand corner of your office. And I don't know if you have stuff all over your floor. I don't know if you have stuff, you know, what I don't know how it looks, but I'm just giving you kind of a generic.
No, I have to stop you right there, because how do I know which way is the left way? You know what I mean? Because I guess
you would tell me.
It depends on the perspective.
It's your perspective. It's not mine. So
okay.
It has to all be about you. So when I say that, I want everybody to get a visual of, oh yeah, that's where I would start. And that's how it works. It's a clock. So you start basically at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we go around with a garbage bag and we take out everything we know that we can either shred, recycle, or throw. So we have like three different garbage bags, three different boxes. And then you just go in a clockwise pattern. And then you go outside of drawers, then you do another swoop of inside of drawers and cupboards and boxes and bins. And the idea is to get all the junk out that we know we do not need, that we're not going to use, that's old, that maybe, you know, not anything that's action item, mind you, but it's stuff that we can purge out of our office environment. Okay, then what we do is we look at what we have, we look at our categories, and we look at how you do business, what's important, how do things work. You know, if you're a marketing guy, you have different accounts. If you're, you know, how do you store your phone numbers? How do you calendar things? You know, we look at how you operate. Are you visual? You know, do you like to touch things? Do you like to see things? Do you like to read things? Do you like to hear things? So every single office I do, is set up completely in a different manner for each person, and there is not one right way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see those beautiful offices on TV or the ones that, you know, Martha Stewart does, I mean, they are beautiful, I will admit, and I'd love it if my office looked like that, but it does not, because I need to see things. I need to have things out. I need to have them labeled. I need to have, you know, I don't need things color-coded. Some people do. But I need to have things in front of me. And so it's not as pretty as
so
I would
like. Missy, you're visual then, right? You're.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Christopher, are you visual?
Yeah.
Are you like that?
I'm more visual than I am anything else, even though I'm in radio, which is kind of funny. But, yes, I'm more visual.
I'm the same way, yeah.
Isn't that
okay, sorry to interrupt that.
Visual.
Yeah.
No. Thank you. And so, you know, that's a really, like, rough, and it's so generic. And that's the thing with organizing. There are no magic bullets. I mean, there's no quick fixes. There are no do these five steps and you'll be organized the rest of your life. I mean, all that is great for marketing and it sells, but in my experience, it's not realistic. And then, Sue, you hit on the word when we first started this whole interview, and you mentioned the word balance. And I love that word with organizing.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is the thing. It's not going to always look pretty, and it's not going to always flow well, you know? But it needs to be set up in a way that you're most productive and that, yes, you know where everything is. And those are the two most important things in a work environment. Because there are certain things that happened. I mean, you have to put out fires. You know, you might get audited. I mean, there are all these things that come up. So you want to be ready. That's number one. And number two, you want to thrive. You want to succeed in your business. And if you're going to do that, you have to start with a good foundation. And most people, when they start their businesses, you know, they've got these great concepts. They've got these great ideas. Their businesses take off, but they've got no foundation. And so things get out of control, and when they grow, they can't keep up because they weren't organized to start with.
So, okay, can I ask something right now? Christopher, when you have a lot of stuff in your office, what is the kind of the stuff you have in there? Because I know a lot of offices, people, like businesses, have problem with paperwork. And I know right now Ross, in our new house, he's got paperwork all over the place. Doesn't know where to put it. Are you in that same place, Chris?
You hit the nail right on the head. It definitely is paperwork. I'm talking bank statements. I'm talking, you know, newspaper articles. I'm talking, you know, basically things about the station's history. And there's a lot of stuff in there. And I don't want to use the word hoarder because I'm not to that extent.
No, I don't think you are.
Right. But I do have a problem with, you know, should I throw this away? Should I not throw this away? And you think I'm bad, and I know I'm going to get killed for saying this. Lena's even worse than me. So you put us together at home, and it's just unbelievable.
Okay, so Missy, how do you want to address that? Like, what can people do? Because it's common, right?
And Sue, thanks for telling me. It is the number one common problem at home and at business. So both places. And the reason is because it's kind of funny. And Chris, you said it as well. The problem is that many of us who are visual like to save paper. The people that aren't visual will say, you can get it online. It's all online. It's all online. Well, I'm going to tell you a secret. I keep all my stuff in my hand because I need it. I don't like that it's online. That doesn't do me any good. Mm-hmm. I like to be able to go and find a bank statement. I like to be able to go and find a receipt for 2011, you know, for my business. And so I'm of the old school. It's not because I don't trust, you know, the online, and it's not because I'm quite environmentalist, and I'd love to go paperless. But quite frankly, I do my best organization when I use paper. That said, paper then becomes problematic because what do I keep? What do I not keep? So I would say anything of a historical value, you know, like you said, newspaper articles for the radio station. I love that. And I think it's really cool to keep history because you can see how you progressed, especially in a business sense. And so I would encourage people to hire an intern and have them put that together for you, or hire a high school student or something like that. You know, just have them put it in a scrapbook for you. Have them do something so you have it, so you can have that out. As far as bank statements and that kind of thing, this is the season where we change over our files because it's January. Now, if we don't even have files, it's really exciting because we get to start. And all I do for people is I suggest we sit in a room, and we've got mounds and mounds of paper around us. And it's pretty fun. I love this kind of stuff, so it's a pretty exciting experience, even though it doesn't sound like it. And we get like 15 boxes, and we label those boxes bank statements, marketing receipts, PR call, you know, anything that you have. You tell me the categories that go with your particular business. We write them on the box with like a fluorescent mommy note so we can see them easily, and we start sorting papers, and we just throw them in the box where they belong. So we don't even have to think. The mommy notes are bright, so we just throw, toss, toss, toss. And you go through your entire office, you whittle it down, and now we've got 15 boxes, 15 categories. Then we start to subcategorize. We put them in chronological order, and we create files for these things. And this is how you begin, you know, filing. Now, some people don't have files. Some people like to keep them in, like, those file drawers that pull out. Some people like to keep them in vertical, horizontal. Some people like to keep them in boxes on their shelves that they can see inside. It depends how you like to have your paperwork, but mm-hmm. at least it's subcategorized. And that's the thing, is you just got to bite the bullet, sit down, determine your categories, separate the paper, get rid of the stuff you don't need, and then figure out what system you want to set up and what system you will be able to maintain.
Okay, so Missy, you're talking about all this paperwork. How long do you have to keep bank statements, you know, visa statements, taxes, all this kind of stuff? How long do you have to keep all this stuff?
It's really interesting. And again, everything is changing because of the paperless, right?
Okay.
So this is the thing. At the end of the year, you can get from your credit card an annual statement, which means you can shred all of your visa statements for the year because you have this annual one. So that's beautiful. And I am very conservative when it comes to that kind of stuff. I keep they say that you should keep financial documents and things 7 to 10 years. I keep everything 10 years.
Do you?
You know. Yep, I do. I just do. But I also, like I said, I get the annual report rather than the 12. Just to whittle it down. But, I mean, I just do. I err on the side of caution because it's different for every kind of financial document, you know, bank statements, credit card statements, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so rather than me figuring out which are 7 years, which are 8 years, which are 9 years, I just keep them all for 10, and then it's easy and I'm done with it.
Okay.
But, you know, if you're talking, like, selling houses and titles and things like that,
yeah.
I just have my clients keep that stuff forever. If they're doctors, if they're lawyers, there are some states that are requiring you to scan everything now.
Yeah.
But there are some states that don't require that yet, so then you have to keep all of your files indefinitely. So there are tons of doctors and lawyers out there that have warehouses and storage units, you know, that are storing stuff. I mean, it's an amazing thing. But I just say err on the side of caution. Now, if you want to keep, I don't keep my gas bills for my home and my garbage bills for my home. I just don't. I think it's, you know, if there's a problem, there's a problem and I call on it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people like to keep those for a year. Many of my clients do. You know, it's good practice, 10 years for financial bank visas.
Okay, so saying all this, Christopher, how does this make you feel, what Missy's saying? Does this overwhelm you?
No, it's not overwhelming, because the way you're describing it and the way you've been describing it is to take everything a step at a time. And as long as you can stick to each step, I think, and I'm saying you, because I mean like anybody else besides me who's like this, if you take it a step at a time, it sounds like that's really the way that you're tackling this. Going back to the beginning of the conversation where you say you take a corner of the room as opposed to looking at the whole thing.
You know, Christopher, it's almost like you and I staged this. I feel like
we didn't either, folks.
It's not scripted. It's not scripted.
Man. Listen, you hit the nail on the head. And I was just doing a client last night, and I said the same thing to her. If you step back and you look at your whole office, you are going to get overwhelmed. There's no way around it. But if you do, and this is my Zen part of it, if you do the task at hand right in front of you, the corner, one corner at a time, one chunk at a time, one piece at a time, and your only motivation is to purge. It's not to start sorting or what do I do or if you don't know, you put it down and you can move on. It's just do the next itty-bitty step at a time, then you're going to be fine, because it's like your tunnel vision. You need to be focused on that area and be with that area. Don't let your mind or your eyes wander. It will make it so easy. There's no way you can't succeed in this.
So on that note, Christopher, you've got homework to do, right? And I understand that there are companies that will do your shredding for you. I know when we moved into our new house, there was a company that we paid to take all our papers away, and they shredded it for us. We had garbage bags because we wanted to get rid of the files before we moved into our new house. Didn't want to carry that with us. So there is all kinds of options to help you with that. Folks, we will stay on the journey of Christopher and organizing his office. And we have to take a quick break, though, before we go on to the next part of the show. So, folks, hold on. Stay tuned. We're going to take that break. You're listening to Sue London on Get Inspired Radio and my wonderful guest, Missy Beinstrom. And check out Missy Beinstrom at her website. And lots of great information there. And it's theorganizedconnection.com. And learn more about me at asksuelondon.com. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. We have my amazing guest here today, Missy Bystrom, and you've just heard her working with our producer, Christopher. So we're going to stay on Christopher's journey, and I'll keep you posted. Christopher will keep you posted on how he's making out with organizing his office. And when I go down, I'll take pictures and send them to you. So how's that for pressure for our Christopher?
I love it. Great idea.
I love him, and I know, you know, Missy, you and I have had changes in the past year with our living space and our office space, both of us, you and us. And I was saying at the beginning of the show, I know where every single thing is in our entire house, in my office, in a car, in the garage. I know where everything is. The only thing I've lost in our move is our dog's hairbrush, and I can't sleep because of that. It's driving me nuts. But, you know, so that's, you and I are both organizing freaks, I swear, right? Which is a good thing.
I love it. It's true.
But yeah. When I go in Ross's office, he doesn't have that system yet, and I see how he's wasting time, and I'm really glad that we were able to have you work with Christopher, because a lot of our listeners are in that same state, you know, with all the paperwork. But now we don't have the extra paperwork, or I should say Ross in his office doesn't have the extra paperwork, but what it is, it's taking and now going into a new space. We cleared everything and cleansed and shredded before we moved from our last place, but now there's new stuff. So let's talk. What I want to do is, there's people listening who may have a new space and they have to create a system. Right. So whether that's their home or their office, can we talk about that now and share some suggestions, some tips around how you start a system? I know we've talked about the filing and shredding and that, but what are some great things?
Well, I'll tell you, it depends what room we're talking about, and it depends completely. You know, this is what's interesting. I think what's been fascinating for me and my business is that, you know, I'm not the stereotypical organizer, so oftentimes when I go into people's homes, they definitely have expectations of something else, and they get me. But you know, it turns out, because I'll tell you what it is. I do more of a really holistic approach. So we've got to look at the whole person or persons in their environment. And we've got to figure out how they all function in their environment, what their individual goals are, what their jobs are, what they expect of each other. You know, we've got to strike a balance. Do they eat at home? Do they eat out? Are they on special diets? Do they watch television? Do they do sports? You know, what's their schedule like? Is there a calendar? Is there one? Are there 20? You know, we need to figure out what makes that home tick. And then, of course, you mentioned pets, and I'll tell you, I just got a little puppy at Christmas.
You did? I didn't know about that.
Uh-huh.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. It was kind of like we had told my kids we would get him when we moved to a house. We're in a house. I knew I had to do it. I haven't had a dog since I've been about 5 years old, and I'm telling you, that's a whole new balancing act. And you've got to, do they have pets, you know?
Yeah.
Can I
add something to that? Because I really liked how you said how the lifestyle is. Because as organized as I am, coming to this new space, this new home, new office, everything is new, area, everything. The challenge that I have had is getting organized with a routine and where to go for what and how to fit stuff in. And I was saying earlier in the show that we discovered just on a little adventure going for a drive that we have a gym right 4 minutes from our doorstep. And now we were getting back to going to the gym four times a week, twice a week with a personal trainer. Mm-hmm. So, and with moving to a brand new house, we have two dogs that because it's a new home, we don't have a fence yet for a year because of the grading, and we have to walk our dogs every time they need to go for their pee break, which you're looking at about 15, well, sometimes we're lucky they'll pee fast, but you know, you got to get the walks in there too. That's where our challenge has been, as organized as I am, at getting the routine set. So
you know what? You hit it on the head, too. And that's the same thing with these people that want to start new businesses. You know, they may be the best business person in the world, but you've got to set up your environment and you've got to set up your routine. And you are exactly right. And figure out where you're going and how to go there and how to, you know, where to go first. And walking, you're exactly right, walking dogs, going to the gym, going grocery shopping, fitting all that in. I mean, it is, and routine, it's that's, and when I say organizing, you know, I love the idea of organizing your space. Yeah. I think that's so important. But I also always touch on, I will never let somebody just organize their space, because we have to go into it further. We have to organize or declutter what we put in our bodies, what we put in our heads, what we put in our lives. And so that's the holistic approach I'm talking about. And so you're exactly right. I would talk to people about, do you have pets? How often do you walk them? Where do you walk them? Do you go to the gym? Do you not? Because that will determine where their workout clothes go, where their workout shoes go, where their gym
stuff goes. You know what's funny you say that? I haven't figured out where my gym, what to put in my gym bag yet.
Exactly.
And, you know, how funny
See?
Is that? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And that's an organized life. And, you know, I giggle that it's a little bit compulsive, but I'll tell you what. My life is so balanced and so serene and so predictable that I have time to be spontaneous, and I have time to go out and do things, and I have time to enjoy with my husband and my kids and my dog and my crafts and my meditation and my yoga, because everything else is so easy. You know, I just got a call the other day. You know, I'm in California right now. I work here once a month for a week. So I'll get calls from my husband back home, you know, oh, where's this? Where's this? Yeah. You know, because he just is not intuitive to a lot of people in the home.
You but know, don't you find, like, it really, really saves your time, your stress level, when you know where your things are? It's so true.
Well, of course. I mean,
I want us to keep bringing that up for all these people that are saying, oh, it really doesn't matter where I put this. It really does, folks.
Oh, yeah, it does. You know, it does, because I'll tell you what, we are getting so much thrown at us these days. I mean, we don't know it. But, you know, when I go out and speak, I often talk about, you know, just driving down the road. How many texts do you get? How many emails do you get? How long do you know? How many times does your phone ring? How many billboards do you go by? How much you know? How many times do you get beeped at? All this is input. You know, how many signs do you go past and people on the corners with billboards hanging from their chest telling you to buy something? I mean, we're constantly getting all these signs and signals to do something and to distract us from the task at hand, which is merely driving down the road and going home.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the fact is that if you know where your keys are and you know where your credit card is and you know where your checkbook is and you know where your medicine is, so when you're sick at night, you don't have to run out to the 24-hour pharmacy to get, you know, NyQuil, because you know where it is. And, you know, I mean, it makes life so much more easy and serene, so that we don't have to be inundated with the stuff that comes in so many forms.
Well, and you know what I find? You and I are a lot alike. We have a lot of listeners like us. We're very sensitive to energy. And do you not find that when you get in a space that is really cluttered, it just drags you down and exhausts you?
Well, I'll tell you what. It's very interesting. I've had to, you know, since I do this for a living, I wouldn't be very productive if I allowed that. But I'll have to tell you, I am extremely sensitive to it. And what I do is I mentally and physically prepare myself.
Yeah.
No,
well, I should reword that. When you moved to your new space, you had like for us, we had all these boxes in our garage. I would go into our garage and go, "Oh my Lord, look at all this," and I'd feel exhausted because, you know what I mean. So in your own space.
Yes. Yes,
right?
And I have to tell you, exactly. And well, and other people's too, if you think about it. I mean, to be honest. But especially in your own space, and that's why people have a hard time. But again, I'll go back to what I told Christopher, and it's the same thing, and it's how I got through it, and I bet you that's how you got through it, is it's best not to look at the whole garage and all the boxes. It's best to go out in the garage, look down at your feet, and take that box and go back in and leave the rest behind.
Yeah. you know? Well, do you know what we did? We moved in our house. It was just the week before Christmas, and all our kids, they have been just finishing high school, or sorry, finishing university, getting engaged, there's babies coming, and they were all saying, you know, they're really watching their budgets right now because of all these new things coming, weddings and stuff like that, and they said they didn't have a lot of money for Christmas. And I said, okay, guys, I don't want gifts from you because we don't need anything, but I just want your time. That's the gift I want, is a gift of time from you. And all of us, you know, worked together, and we had everything unpacked in our entire house in 4 days. And that was the greatest gift our kids could give us, you know.
Hey.
And so, but one thing, Ross, in our garage, he wanted to have a really nice organizing system now. And so for his birthday, we went out ahead of time, and we got him a whole new system for organizing the, like a workbench and all the cupboards. So we're having fun tonight in assembling all of these cupboards. So I'll be thinking about you after the show tonight.
Oh, how fun. That's so exciting.
So when my husband, Mr. Unorganized, who said for my birthday, you know, I'd like to get this organizing system for the garage, it just brought tears to my eyes, Misty. Can you understand that?
Yeah, I can definitely understand that. And it's really super sweet. I just love it. I absolutely love it.
Yeah. So now, okay, so let me ask you this. I had a conversation with my daughter last night. My youngest daughter is now on her own. She's engaged and starting this new life ahead of her. And she phoned me and she said, you know, we were having this great conversation, probably about an hour long. Thank goodness, you know, we both have that free long distance service. And she said, Mom, I have to talk with you. And I thought, oh gosh, what are we going to talk about now? Just that tone in her voice. And she said, Mom, I have no food in the house. I said, how can you not have food in the house? You have money, right? Yes, I do, Mom. I said, why do you not have food? Do you know what she said her challenge for not having food was? And
what?
There's going to be people like listening, so we're going to work together at helping all these other people. Our daughter said she didn't have food because she lives in a high-rise apartment building on the 14th floor. Where she lives, they have to park on the street, so she has to walk a block to get to the apartment door to go upstairs. And she said to buy all the groceries, it was too much for her to carry at once. So it overwhelmed her so much, she didn't buy any. Now, have you heard that before?
Bless her heart.
I said, well, oh my gosh. And so what I, you know what I did? I broke it down and I said, and the kicker is, she works at a walk-in clinic. She works at a doctor's office right beside a grocery store.
Oh.
And I said, oh my gosh, Sarah Marie, seriously? And so what I did, I broke it down. I said, okay, well, today, buy your frozen stuff, you know, on your break or after work. And then the next, and they carry that up. Next day, buy this. That's how I suggested to her to do that. But have you come across that with people, that they don't buy food because they can't fit that in for one reason or another?
I'll tell you what. I haven't. But you know what? It's because, you know, I've been in California and I've been in Oregon. I've been in places where food is easy to come by. But I was, ironically enough, I was just talking to a college student the other day who goes to school in New York, and she was presenting me some of the issues about living in high rises and about having small space and how prohibitive it is in some respects. And this actually did come up. Yeah. And I have to say, what you told her was just perfect. But you know what that's going to take? It's going to take organization. And she's going to have to get into a routine. And she's going to have to do things a little differently. You know, we've been a little bit spoiled that our stores are usually so close that all you have to do is go. You can go shopping almost every night and get your dinner. And a lot of people go out every night and get their dinner. I suggest doing it at home, but that's just the way we've been. So, you know, it's a little more difficult for your daughter because she can't do that. She doesn't have that luxury. And so she will have to plan ahead, and she will have to think, you know, and it depends how big her refrigerator is. Does she have a freezer? You know, that kind of thing.
Well, that's a good point, too, because a lot of people, and you know, you're saying the kids in university and that, they have small apartments, and the fridges and the freezer especially, it's not that big. They're quite tiny. So yeah, their time, you really have to get a system. And I think, you know, in our daughter's like position, I said to her, we're going out on the weekend and we're going to get you like a carrier, like on wheels that you can put the stuff in there.
Exactly was, what I was going to say.
Yeah. Yeah. Folks, you'd think that Missy and I are twin. We're just on so many levels connected here. Aren't we, Missy?
It sounds like we talked before the show. I mean,
we didn't, though, did we? I know.
I know. We haven't talked in a long time. I know.
But, you know, to me, I couldn't believe it. I thought, my child, not organized? Really? I thought I taught her well. But, you know, I got thinking, and I thought every time we go over, there's normally two of us, like my husband and I, and we are both having our hands full carrying stuff. So for her to carry a lot of groceries, I've never lived in an apartment building. I've always been in a house. So I never had that challenge before. So it was kind of interesting how she brought that up, and it made sense. So her time, she's got to get it better organized, you're saying.
Well,
right?
I would do that. Yep. And then what I would, yes, definitely how she's going to her organization as far as her routine of her shopping and the routine of her cooking. Now, if she happens to have a freezer, that
small
would be
one, yeah.
If she does, what she can do is pass on the ice cream and the kind of bulky things, and even pass on the ice, and save the space for containers, and have her get a crock pot, and have her.
She has
really
one. Her wonderful mother gave her one.
Oh, bless your heart! Because you know what? What she can do, what I would highly recommend is. Is each Sunday night or whatever week she wants to do some cooking, she start out and she makes stews and soups and that kind of thing where it's just like a bunch of wonderful, organic, yummy goodness together, and you just throw it in the crock pot, grains and beans and, you know, and she can sprinkle it with different nuts, and so she'd have this wonderful food, and then she can freeze half of it or freeze it in four different containers. And then
I'm
she
smiling,
does it every
Missy,
week.
Because you know why?
What you told her.
She comes over every Sunday, and that is what I do for our home, is I get the crock pot and I cook on Sundays. We have it like a family cooking day, and whatever kids are here, bring their Tupperware containers or Rubbermaid containers, take the food I've cooked, take it home and put it in their freezer and do just that.
Okay, are we sisters? Were we separated at birth or something?
I wonder, you know. But you know what? It really is good. Like, because for me during the week now today, I had a bit of a break in the late morning, early afternoon. So I made our supper then. I got it all prepared. And so while I'm doing the show tonight, the joy of being at home today to do the show is that while I've made half of it during my lunch, Ross was here to finish the rest of the meal. So we'll have a nice evening to put our together, assemble a little, what is it, organizing tools, kits and stuff like that. Yeah, so, I mean, I crock pots are phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal, aren't they?
I love them, yes. I love mine, yes.
Now, okay, so you gave this great, you know, suggestions for these kids in school with the, you know, the carrying the stuff. What other situations have you come across for university students or younger people helping them to get organized?
Well, it's really interesting. I mean, I think a lot of times, especially that transition from high school to college, it's a big transition for most children, kids, I don't know, young adults. It's a hard age, you know, what do you call
them? They'll still be our babies. Everyone listening, face it, right? They're always our babies.
I know, that's it, exactly. And, you know, the thing is that what they need to do is they definitely need to strike a balance right away with their homework, their social life, the excitement of being there, feeding their bodies good, nutritious things. It's so tempting when you get to college and you've got a little bit of freedom, you know, to let things slip a little bit. And it's okay to have fun, and it's okay to experiment, it's okay to spread your wings. But at the same time, you still need to eat well, you still need to exercise, which a lot of college kids forget, and that's why a lot of kids gain weight. And eating well is so important because, you know, everybody has the pizza. Some kids, even though the drinking age is 21, you know, obviously will drink before that time, and you can gain weight then, and you don't exercise as much then. But getting back to the homework and the class
structure. I mean, not only do they have to schedule their routine for going to the particular classes, and that can be tricky because you might have one class at 7 in the morning, you might have one class 7 at night, and they're at different times and different days. So they need to find a calendar system that works for them, handwritten, mm-hmm. electronic, it doesn't matter. You know, one is not better than the other because we're all different. And they need to stick to that. And then throw in a job or an internship or an apprenticeship, and that's something else that gets into the mix. And then the homework and the studying and the budgeting your time, because, you know, you've got those exams that sneak up on you and those papers, those research papers. And so I think just the biggest thing is for the kids to be really realistic and super balanced and just completely check themselves as they go along. And I didn't even mention, you know, the emotional and the spiritual things that would be really nice if they could, you know, cultivate and learn while they're there so that yeah. you know, they can carry that part on too. Yeah.
Well, and you know what I found? I know we have a lot of listeners thinking, oh, yeah, like there's no way my kid will get organized. No way, you know, will they listen to what I say. I have always found with all my kids and now my grandchildren, by being organized yourself, be the example. Yeah. That's how your children will learn. Do you not agree, no, Missy?
True. It's true. And I'll tell you what. I have two sons. They're 9 and 11. And one, the 11-year-old, is blossoming. And it's so funny to hear him because sometimes he sounds like a mini-me. And I hope I hope I haven't scarred him. And the younger one, he's more of my creative, jovial little guy. And even though he's not organized, he knows how. You know, he just sometimes prefers not to. But I really haven't verbally taught them. I haven't said, okay, this is what you do, this is what. They've just picked it up and they've done it. And I've always had them do it and, you know, put their laundry away, fold their laundry, put, you know, T-shirts in this drawer and pants in this drawer. And, you know, they're really, kids are really smart. I mean, every college kid or every, you know, 12th grader that I've helped out before they've gone to college and helped them organize, you know, their packs and help them organize their notebooks and their calendars, they caught on really fast. I mean, they really have, but boy, wouldn't it be a blessing if they'd had those skills earlier?
Oh, absolutely. And I listen to my 6-year-old grandson, and he will say, you know, to my husband or to his mom or aunt, get a system. And I told my grandson the story how my grandfather used to say to me as a little girl, Susie, get a system. And I've passed that down the generations. And it's kind of funny when you hear your second generation after you sharing that. And it's so true. Missy,
beautiful.
I love you. You've got an amazing book. And I have to tell you, folks, you got to get Missy's book, theorganizedconnection.com. Go there. That book, I have given it now to my daughter, and she's like, oh, yeah, Mom, I could do this. I could do that. So, Missy, thank you for helping my daughter get organized.
You are most welcome. That's just a beautiful gift. Thank you.
It is now, and everybody can get that book through your website, correct?
Yes, they can. They can.
And so, sorry, and you are traveling, right? Like, people can have you come to their
definitely.
Places. And Christopher is listening and knows that, so we're going to get you down to Rhode Island.
I need to go to Rhode Island. I'm very excited.
Perfect.
Yeah,
well, we're going to keep everyone in the loop about that journey. Missy, I love you. We are out of time. Thank you so much, and we will continue to bring you on the show, and you can share your inspiration with everyone. Folks, again, to learn about Missy, it's theorganizedconnection.com. To learn about me, go to asksuelondon.com. Check out both our books. Me, I've got 3 books. Missy's got this great book that's helping my daughter. Help your kids. Help yourself. And, gosh, we're out of time. I want to thank my guest today, Missy Bystrom. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Now, next week, our guest will be Bonnie Ross. And our topic is the healing stones and crystals. So it'll be a very informative show to help you grow some more. Now, on behalf of my guest, Missy Bystrom, my wonderful producer, Christopher DiPaolo, and myself, Sue London, we wish you much love and many blessings. And I look forward to inspiring you again real soon. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.